Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, thousands of Irish rugby fans will be descending on Paris again for our next match against Scotland, but they may unwittingly be bringing back more than souvenirs in the shape of bed bugs, because they've taken hold of the French capital with horror stories erupting on social media during Paris Fashion Week of the bugs infesting everywhere, from metro seats to fancy hotels. Well, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Colin Moore, who's area technical manager with Rentokil, to answer all our questions that we have about this. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not overly comfortable talking about bed bugs, but let's do it. What are they?
Well, they're insects, for number one. And we talk about the insects giving them off a bit of a bite. Well, it's actually more of a pierce and a suck, because they inject their mouth part in and then suck our blood out. But that manifests itself in a raised bump in some people. But not everybody. So it all depends on how you react to the bite.
And does that result in itching in some people?
And that's the biggest risk, actually. So there's no health risk with the insect themselves. There's nothing published or nothing known about that. But when you start to scratch and itch, you might have dirt under your nails, and then that transfers to your skin, and that's the biggest risk.
Mm-hmm. Can you see them?
You can, yes. Yeah, people, there's this misnomer about them. The adults are about 5 millimetres, and they're disc-shaped. Now, they can be quite translucent if they haven't had a feed, but then their bodies go a little bit darker when they've just recently fed on you.
Nice.
So they're sort of brownish, dark ochre.
So when you go into a hotel room, would you check for them? If you're going in for, you know, visiting, you check,
yeah.
Do you?
I travel quite a bit. And so I bring a torch everywhere with me, and I'll undo the bed, as it were, not take it apart, but I'll certainly take the sheets off, etc. And I'll be looking in the key areas, such as the frame of the bed, the seams of the mattress. I'll be looking in the lockers, the headboard, all those little cracks and crevices where these animals, they're dorsoventrally flattened. In other words, they're disc-shaped, and they walk around like a little coin, but they can crawl into these tiny little spaces and gaps. And of course, their eggs are smaller. They're only about a millimetre and a half.
Oh, the eggs. Oh, no. Okay.
Well, this is it. And a trained eye can see them. They're not invisible. They're macroscopic, so you can see them. But then from the eggs will emerge nymphs about 7 to 10 days afterwards. And it's they're like ever-decreasing size. They're little mini-me's of the adult,
mm-hmm.
as it were. And they have to feed. They have to feed on you to grow.
So what do you do if you spot them in a hotel room you're staying in? Like, is it enough to give the place a good hoover?
Well, if you vacuum, you could risk transferring them, because you're not going to kill them. So I wouldn't advise, let's say, a hotelier to vacuum unless they're going to get rid of the bag, if it is a bagged vacuum. But if I found them, what I would do is I'd go to the duty manager and just report it and say, listen, I'd like to move, please. It is about risk mitigation. So how do they transfer? They really transfer by humans. So we're the courier for them, really. So they can get into your luggage over time. They can get onto your clothes, but they don't stay on your bodies. And this is one of these misnomers as well. They're not a parasite of you. They're an ectoparasite. They live off the host.
Mm-hmm. So they'll have their little bite, their pierce, take the blood and move off again and go and live in
That's
your suitcase.
Exactly.
And
yes.
What do you think is happening in Paris? Is there a rise in bed bugs there for any particular reason?
I think they are very clued in to bed bugs over there. There are restrictions and they're quite litigious as well. There are rules around. I know they're looking at a bill at the moment, but there are rules about people who are, let's say, Airbnb or people are renting out. The onus is on you to make sure that property is fit for let's say, human habitation. And bedbugs come under that. So they're probably a little bit more clued in. They're probably a little bit more aware. I mean, we do get more bedbugs in America. We're getting an awful lot of reports of bedbugs in America. We have our own as well. We have them in every county. In Ireland, we have jobs that we do over the years where that wasn't the case in previous years, in previous decades, I should say. So when I looked at our figures I'd say in the 90s, Claire, we had, you know, we'd have them in the hubs. We'd have them in the Kildares, the Kerrys, the Galways, the Dublins. And what happens then over time with the passage of people, and, I mean, getting a plane is like getting a bus now. So the ease at which we transfer and transport ourselves and people is very, very, you know, it's very high. It's very easy to do. Mm-hmm. So transfer of these bugs is very, very rapid.
Well, from what I see in the reports today, this has been called an infestation. Like, you've Eurostar saying that it's increasing the preventative treatments across the entire network. Then you have videos on social media sites showing these things crawling on cinema seats and in accommodation. So is there a particular situation in Paris at the moment? Or are you saying this is always the way it is?
I think it's like when you start looking for something, you'll find it. I don't think there's like, I think there's a lot of headless chicken stuff going on. I think calm heads need to prevail and just see what, in fact, they are dealing with. You know, a video on social media, it's not the best source of news. It's not saying that it's not true, but it could be in isolation. So what is that? What is that population right across the board? You know, what mm-hmm. sample are we talking about, really? So cool heads need to be, I think, need to be prevailed.
Now, let's say you are travelling to Paris, if you're lucky enough to be doing that, and you're coming back and you want to avoid these things getting into your own home, and you're assuming they're not already in your own home, but how should you treat your luggage and your belongings when you come home?
Well, I'd start with if I was in Paris first, or anywhere else, I'd start. And what you do is, if you look for them, years ago, our grandparents and our great-grandparents knew how to look for bed bugs. You know, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. People knew, they were educated. So it's about educating yourself on what to look for. So you're looking for cast nymphal skin, you're looking for fecal deposits, you're looking for blood spotting, you're looking for live or dead insects, but knowing what to look for and where to look for in Paris, in the state, in the place that you're staying in. And then, you know, alerting if you do find something, you're mitigating the risk of actually transferring anything if you move your room. So it starts there, really. And then if you do find that you've got bed bugs, you're unfortunate to find bed bugs, again, it's identifying that, well, do I have them? And then calling in an expert to try and to deal with that. And because they can be quite tricky once they get a hold. But knowing where to look and how to treat and where to treat is key.
Mm-hmm. And then washing your clothes at a high temperature when you come back.
Yes, indeed. Yes. If you take your clothes out and tumble dry what you can tumble dry, that's going to kill the insects. All stages and wash or get dry cleaned the items.
OK, Colm, thank you very much. The important thing to remember, though, is they're not harmful. They might cause you to itch a little bit and have raised red bumps, but they're not going to harm you beyond that.
It's mainly a psychological impact with these insects. It's the nuisance, and then there is a stigma attached to them, you know, saying, it's you've got a dirty premises. It's nothing to do with hygiene at all. We cannot keep them out. If I was dealing with a rat, I'd say, right, proof your building. But you can't stop people coming in and out of buildings. It's like King Canute. Can't keep the tide at bay. Mm-hmm. So it is really trying to observe, educate. What are we dealing with? What have we got? And do we have it? And then taking steps thereafter.
Colm, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for all of that information, Dr. Colm Moore, their area technical manager from Rentokil. I'm glad that conversation ended just as he mentioned rats, because I can't go there today.